Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show, and we have a really cool show today. Two ska legends are here today. Kyle from Los Furious is here in the studio, and we'll have Chris Moray all the way from LA coming to Vancouver on Friday. So stick around, play some ska for you.
Siempre soñó con la gran pantalla, ser el They do the ska punk thing, but they keep it interesting. Like it's not a lot of ska punk is pretty boring.
Yeah. So welcome to the show. We're here listening to Scape from Spain. Here with Kyle from Los Furios. Hey, Kyle.
Hola. How you doing?
Fine. You?
Good. Good.
Yeah, braving the winter so far.
Yeah. I got my T-shirt on.
So. Have the perfect remedy for winter this Friday. At the Rickshaw Theater, Chris Mora is coming to town with your band Los Furios and Headscan Heavy and the Bone Daddies playing.
Yeah, it should be a fun one.
Amazing show. So we started the show with Scape from Spain. That's what we're listening there in the back. It's their last CD. They have a new one which is almost ready. So probably next month, I think, is coming out. This one is called Lágrimas y Gozos. So. We hear the Crimen Solicitaciones and Fuego y Miedo. So they're a pretty cool band. Hopefully one day they'll come to Vancouver, no?
Yeah, I love Scape. They're one of the most amazing bands on the planet right now, really.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Yeah, it should be good to have a concert with Los Furios, no?
Yeah, let's Scape. Do it. All right. At Pat's Pub. So pack it up.
Yeah. So, yeah, Kyle is going to be performing this Friday with Chris Murray. Have you played with Chris Murray before?
I've played solo stuff with Chris Murray, done my own acoustic and opened up for him a couple times, and that's been great. This is the first time we've played with the full band with him. But he has also been a big part of our history in the band, because of the first full-length album we had, Warning Shot, he helped do producer work on it.
So oh, really?
We had him up staying with us for a week and had to deal with Furio's Madness. And yeah, he helped us put together the album, basically.
It was
a really, really cool experience.
Which album was that?
Warning Shot. The first one. First full length we put out, yeah.
Cool. So you brought him here? He was living in L.A. already, or Toronto?
He was living in L.A. at the time, uh-huh. And then with help through Scotty, he came up and helped us with that, and we camped him out in Maple Ridge for a week, and I don't know. I think we may have drove him a bit nuts, but that was a long time ago, so that was kind of funny. He was a great guy, though. We had a lot of fun, and he's taught me a lot about music since then, so it's been a cool thing.
Yeah. So how many CDs do you guys have? You have a bunch, eh?
I think we have five.
Five, and you have a Mexican Mexican version of
Yeah, one that's just a best of. When we went and toured Mexico, we just made a best of so we could sell more on one CD, because Mexicans don't buy CDs. They acquire them and then sell them themselves.
Yeah. So is that available in Canada, the best of?
Yeah, when we print it, we don't really print it, because we just printed it down there.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's really just a conglomeration of all our albums.
Okay.
So cool. It was cool just to kind of go down there and give it out. And we got to go to Chopo the second time we went back, and the Chopo, we could see it being sold in all the vendors' markets.
Oh, so really?
You kind of Chopo? If you make it in Mexico, it's when people steal your music and sell it themselves. So yeah, we're like, yeah. So it was cool to see.
Yeah. Did you play at El Chopo?
Yeah, we played Chopo, yeah.
Cool.
That was awesome.
Yeah, El Chopo is the biggest music market in the world, actually.
Yeah, it's super punk rock music and all kind of alternative music. I don't know, would it be like, like a farmer's market, but full of CDs and T-shirts.
Yeah. And LPs and collector's items.
It's really cool. Thousands of people go every weekend, I believe. They set up a live stage, and we played outside. And
yeah.
There was, a lot of people when we were there, so it was really a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Really cool experience.
They now even have a radio station, Radio Chopo or something like that.
Yeah. It's a real kind of, like, if you are a punker, go there. Yeah. It is Mecca.
Yeah. So yeah, because Los Furios is very popular there in my country, in Mexico. You've been there a couple of times, no?
Yeah, three times.
Three times.
Yeah.
And always very, very well received. And they asking you to go back, so maybe November, no?
Yeah, next year I think we're gonna definitely work on something. And there's always things popping up from Mexico. We'll definitely go back. So we can't wait.
Cool. So also this Friday, the new song from Los Furios is going to be released. So if you come to the Rickshaw, you can get a taste of that. That's called Bad Waters, no?
We have a new single we just recorded. It's becoming kind of that way now. Rather than putting out full-length albums, we're just going to try and put out a few songs a year and then see what we can afford. It's expensive to put these things out, and we're the independent band, so
this
is kind of a new thing we're trying.
A lot of bands are doing that now.
Yeah.
So, okay, so we're talking about Mexico, so let's put Sky in Mexico, no? That's a song from Los Furios' latest EP, Never Look Back. Really cool. I have that song stuck in my head many times. So.
Yeah, it's a good little song, for sure.
Oh, you're listening to 101.9 FM.
Shows. Oh, brother. Sunday, January 27th, Fortune Sound Club and Psychic Pornography present XXYYXX with guests Cyril Hahn, Camdales, Headspace, and Klein. Tickets are already sold out, but there will be a limited amount released at the door. Sponsored by 101.9 FM, CITR.
Saturday, February 9th, CITR presents the 26th annual Bob Marley Bash, featuring Steel from Toronto and other artists, hosted by George Barrett and Louis Sutherland at the Grandview Legion Hall. Tickets available at High Life Records, Zulu Records, Salon Supreme Rhythm, and Spice. Doors at 8 p.m.
You couldn't spare a dime, but you took it all anyway. Ran it to the bottom, then you walked away. You fought your way to the top, but it's a long way down, and the bottom's gonna drop. All the things you made on the way are now long gone, and you're the only one to blame.
How? making lots of money. The land of milk and honey.
So that was another Furious song, How the Mighty Have Fallen. So yeah, very excited for the show on Friday, playing with the Bone Daddies, which is like you are an influence for the, for those guys. So how does that feel to start influencing now new ska bands? And
it's cool, I guess. I'm a bit scary. No, it's good. It's good. They're great guys, and you know, they've been huge supporters of the scene for, you know, that's the thing. I remember them being at our shows early on, and just watch guys like that to come to the shows and not have their own band together. It's exciting. You know, it's good to see that they, and if we're part of what they put together as an influence, that's even better. Right? That's cool. That makes me happy.
Yeah, yeah, cool. Yeah, the Bone Daddies are a really, really cool band.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Really good.
Little punky, no? A little punkier ska.
Yeah, but more in the Rancid-y ska kind of package, I guess, but really good songwriting. I like them a lot.
Yeah, and then Heads Hand Heavy, what about those guys? Chris's band,
yeah, huh? Chris used to play with us years ago, and he branched off into Greener Pastures probably. He plays in Heads Hand Heavy, is a great band, and mm-hmm. definitely more on the reggae tip, and cool, like just really, really great band to watch live, great energy, and they really are super pro at what they do, and we had them play with us last year at the venue for a big show we did there, and you know, they really, really just, they do very well. I'm really proud of them as a band to come out of kind of nowhere to really hold themselves too in this city and just become one of the, I think, one of the top bands in the city, which
yeah,
is really
yeah.
cool, for definitely for ska and reggae, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's happening this Friday at the Rick Show. And do you know the order of the bands? Who's going to go first, then next? And
yeah, Bone Daddies will be starting it off, and Heads Hang Heavy, and then we'll play, and then Chris will finish the night. So it's going to be a wild, wild ride.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To what time the music is going to start?
Probably around 9:30. They'll have to kick things off. There's four okay. bands, so.
So people get early there. I guess doors will be at 8 or...
Yep, 8 o'clock doors.
8 o'clock.
And then, you know, tickets are going well, so hopefully everyone can buy their tickets or get there early and get there and be involved in the show, really. It's the first big ska reggae show of the year. We're trying to, you know, push it up a notch and mm-hmm. put it into a bigger venue. And, you know, that's the philosophy behind it, is that this kind of music deserves to be in front of big crowds. And let's you know, the Rickshaw is a great venue, and they've been a great supporter of music in Vancouver. So let's, you know, as these venues are closing, as we know all about
yeah,
the Waldorf,
yeah, yeah,
let's
yeah.
support these venues who are helping bands being able to put on bigger shows and create events rather than just sort of a squishy night in the Railway Club. It's a big event for everyone to come out and have a great time at.
Yeah, and especially bringing Chris Morai, which is one of the main forces of ska, and well, he's been retaking this rock steady. No?
Well, yeah, he's. I mean, Chris is Chris Murray. He's a living master, really, of the music. I mean, he's obviously fundamentally influenced by, you know, Jamaican rock steady and stuff like that. But I don't know, what he does is a huge influence on a lot of people on the planet, and he's branched off to be one of the you know, definitely in the top five of players on this planet in ska and reggae.
Mm-hmm.
People, you say the name Chris Murray, and most people around the world know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah, he's been all over the world. We'll talk to him in about five to ten minutes, and we'll ask him a little bit about his experiences.
Yeah, so he'll be great to watch, and I've seen him play as a one-man band with an acoustic guitar, and it's amazing how the audience becomes his backup band and clapping and stamping their feet, and it's really an experience to be a part of, and that's why we hope we get a lot of people up front while he's playing, and the audience will become part of the band, so it's a lot of fun. He's a real, real talent. So
cool. So yeah, there's still tickets at Sulu Records, Red Cat, Neptune Records, High Life Records there on Commercial Drive. So check them out. Okay, so we have let's play another Furio song, no, from the EP.
Sure.
Which one would you like?
Let's play Situation Critical.
Okay. So let's play that, and then we'll be back. We're going to interview Chris Morai, so stick around. You're listening to 101.9 FM, Morning After Show.
There's a riot on the streets of London town. A gunshot heard for miles around. Policeman shoots another young man down. We're gonna burn this city right to the ground. Situation out of control. Situation critical. Situation out of control. Situation critical. Jobs, now we ain't got heat. Now it's rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief. While the tension's rising in the street. Situation out of control. Situation critical. Situation out of control. Situation critical. With boys and girls.
So we're back here on 101.9 FM. Like I said, I'm here with Kyle from Los Furios, and we have on the line Chris Mora. Hey, Chris, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
We're doing fantastic here. Just excited for the show on Friday the 25th at the Rick Show with Kyle and Los Furios, Hans Han Heavy and the Bone Daddies, and of course Chris Murray. So Chris is coming from LA, and what's new with you? You have a new CD ready to go?
I'm working on one right now. My group here, Chris Murray Combo, we've recorded a new album, and the recording is complete, and I am beginning to mix it right now.
Okay. How many CDs do you have?
Wow, I think that I have 6 albums, and then in a couple of places there are like a best of collection. Uh-huh. Some places have 7, but I've released 6 albums.
Okay, and that's just you as Chris Mora, right?
Yes. Before that, with King Apparatus, there were 2 albums.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So Chris is from Toronto, but he lives in LA. And like he said, he's coming on the weekend to Vancouver. And so the kind of music that you play, Chris, can you describe it to the people a little bit of what are we going to experience on Friday?
Sure. So I think primarily I consider myself a singer-songwriter. And when I perform, I'll perform solo, playing acoustic guitar and singing my songs. The major influence stylistically on what I do musically is old Jamaican music, mostly from the 60s and the 70s, early ska, rocksteady, early reggae, and so I use those rhythms and the tone of that music when I'm creating my own music.
Okay. Kyle was telling us about the experience that is watching you play live when all the people get so involved with your music that they start clapping and stomping and they become like your backup band, no?
Definitely. I really feel it. Sometimes I'll invite a crowd to clap along, and when they do, I tell them, okay, now we're jamming.
Okay.
And it's true. Then we're all playing together.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, Chris? This is Kyle here.
Kyle, how are you? I'm good.
Good. Looking forward to see you on Friday.
I'm looking forward to it also.
Yeah, we were explaining about when you do play this is solo acoustic stuff, how it is amazing how the audience becomes like the backing band, and it's a really fun experience for everyone, I'm sure for yourself as well.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no greater reward for a performance to have the audience really involved.
Yeah,
and we were listening to a couple of interviews that Chris did for CJSF and with Scotty, and you talk a little bit about the history of the rocksteady. Do you mind talking a little bit about that?
Sure. So, rocksteady is a style of music that was really the pop music of Jamaica in the era of 1966 through 1968. And the style that preceded rocksteady was ska. And for Jamaica, that is considered the first true Jamaican music. Mm-hmm. Ska was a development that incorporated different elements from African music, American, indigenous Caribbean styles. And so ska evolved out of those in the end of the 50s and was the big pop music craze of Jamaica through the middle of the 60s. Now, there's a legend that in the summer of 1966, it was pretty hot, and the people were asking for the music to be slower. And so what rocksteady is, it's something that ska evolved into. And really, and from rocksteady, after a couple of years, reggae evolved from rocksteady. And so rocksteady is this intermediate stage between ska and reggae.
Uh-huh.
And it only lasted a couple of years in Jamaica. But I know for many people, fans of Jamaican music, they consider the rocksteady era one of the greatest moments of Jamaican music. The production and the songs and the artistry of the time were really a nice synthesis of classic styles. Like there were a lot of influences from American music, the Temptations, the Impressions, really classic, what we would call oldies artists. Those were really popular in Jamaica. And then reggae really has its own voice, where at times you'll hear echoes of these classic American influences. But I think reggae is really its own thing in a way where ska and rocksteady, the influence of American music is much stronger.
Mm-hmm. And now there's a scene in L.A. that is rescuing all this music, the rocksteady from Jamaica, and you're part of it. Is it what's happening there in L.A. with that?
Well, when I first started to come to L.A. with King Apparatus about 20 years ago, I was amazed because we started playing on bills with some local bands that were, as you say, really creating an authentic sound of the original Jamaican music.
And were they from Jamaica, or were they like...
No, they were kids from L.A. and from Southern California, primarily. Different cities would have bands, like there's a great band from the Debonairs. There was some bands from the Bay Area, but mostly it was down in the L.A. area. And with King Apparatus, I had traveled all around North America for a time,
uh-huh.
And I had seen bands that would do a cover version of, for instance, a Satellite song, a classic ska song, and the way they would do it was more a modern approach.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came here, that was the first time I saw bands really making the effort to sound authentic, just sound like the old records from the 60s. And mm-hmm. to me, that was something really incredible. And I thought, wow, this is such an amazing moment in the realm of ska music today. I really always loved that music. And so as much as I could before I settled here, I became part of this and worked with a lot of people here. And the scene is still strong today. I would say in L.A. right now, there are several ska scenes, and this authentic scene is one of them. There is definitely a scene of more modern ska, and I would say the biggest scene in L.A. right now is, there's not really a good term for it, but sometimes it's known as Mexican ska. There's such a large Hispanic population here,
uh-huh.
And there are a lot of bands in L.A. that play, they have a sound a little more aggressive. You hear elements of Mexican horn styles, mm-hmm. and there's rock in it, sometimes punk or even metal. So these scenes operate separately, and sometimes on bills there will be bands from different scenes playing together. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, so it seems like L.A. is a happening city, and I guess it caught you so much that you moved there, no?
Yes, I mean, I really love to be here and to be part of what's going on here. As a big fan of ska music and rock cities, I feel very blessed to be part of what's happening here and to experience some amazing music that happens only here.
And also, Chris, you have a connection with Vancouver, no? What's your connection with our city here?
Well, I started coming to Vancouver in 1990 with King Apparatus.
Mm-hmm.
And we just played, I don't know how many times, but many times. And in those days, that would be part of our Western Canada tour. So we'd be driving from Toronto, the West Coast, and back. And in order to make enough time, say we would need to play Calgary, going west and also coming east, because there's so many big distances across Canada. We would do as much as we could in British Columbia. We'd go to Whistler, all these different things we could do. And then we had friends who were living in Vancouver, and so sometimes we would stay with them for a week or 10 days. As we're doing things, waiting for the right moment to come back east. So I think in Canada, Vancouver may be the city other than Toronto where I spent the most time.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. And whatever happened with King Apparatus, what happened with the other members? Did they did another band, or what's happening with them?
Well, the group always had a core of three people who, from the very start, with other people, would be the band. So that was me and the lead guitarist, Sam Tallow. He lives in Victoria now, and when I play in Victoria, he always joins me.
Oh, yeah, and cool.
Mitch, the bass player, lives in Toronto still, and he does a mix. He's still a musical guy. He does recording and production for bands, and he also does some solo performance, and then he plays right now, I know at least in one band, he prints with Harry Gladstone and the Gladstones. I played with them, it's not the last time I was in Toronto, the time before.
Okay.
For a long time, he was playing in a band with Lorraine from the Kingston. So Mitch is also very active with music.
So, Chris, this is Kyle here. You're going to Mexico soon. I know we talked a while ago on Facebook about trying to get ourselves to Mexico with you as well. Is it your first time to Mexico? Have you been there many times, or what's up with that?
I've been there, I'm not sure how many times, but coming up on 10 times.
Oh, okay.
And I've played Mexico City maybe 5-6 times, Monterrey a few times, Guadalajara sometimes. This next trip, I'm doing with Vic Ruggiero and Jay Nugent from the Slackers. And Vic and I each will be playing a solo set, and Jay will be DJing, spinning.
Yeah, that sounds like
It's going to be great.
Yeah, for sure. So you guys, Vic and yourself, would just be, it's just a great little, two solo artists going at it. It should be a really cool experience for people in Mexico to see that.
So, I haven't been in a couple of years to Mexico, and unfortunately, the situation there is, it's much worse than it was a few years ago. I found out today there had been a plan to have a Monterrey show, and this has been canceled because it was considered too dangerous.
Yeah, it's great. We've toured Mexico a few times, and Monterrey was the same city that was canceled on us many times. So it is, a concern for a lot of the promoters, I guess.
Yeah, it's a shame. And, good thing that you brought up the Mexico tour, because we have a couple of people always listening from Mexico. So you're in Mexico on the 15th, I think, on Mexico City, on the 15th of February?
I don't have the dates right in front of me. It's that weekend.
Yeah,
I believe I fly in on the 14th. On 15th is the show in Guadalajara.
Okay.
I think maybe on the 17th is going to be the show in Mexico City.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so we have to let all our friends in Mexico know.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we'll spread the word, and people in Mexico listening, make sure you go see Vic and Chris play together, and also Jay spinning, because it'll be an amazing night of representation of what they do, and they're two of the greatest songwriters in ska music right now. So don't miss out.
Yeah, and here on this Friday, we have a lot of Mexican fans also. Like Los Furies have a lot of Mexican fans here in Vancouver. It's always full of Mexicans.
Awesome.
Yeah, there's like ska going on in the veins of the Mexicans. Eh?
Yeah, viva Mexico.
So, I don't know if you want to add something else to Chris or...
No, I mean, we're really excited about having you up, and thank you again for being part of the show on Friday. It's getting great response, and I think the people are going to come out and support this, and it's just really,
really... I'm really excited.
Yeah, it's cool to have you back in the city. I mean, last time you came, I got to open up for you, and that was a great experience for me, and then now it's going to be the same thing, but let's give you a nice big audience, because that's, I think, what you deserve. So hopefully it all
right
works
on.
Out.
And, Kyle was telling us that you helped them with their first album.
Quite a while ago, but yeah, we did some writing and pre-production together.
Yeah, it was a great time. We kidnapped you and stuck you in Maple Ridge for a week. So I'm not sure how you survived it, but you did.
I love to do that stuff.
Yeah, it was a great, great time for sure.
Cool. Okay. Well, great talking to you, Chris, and we're very excited for Friday's show at the Rick Show. And
we'll
play a couple of songs from you, and maybe we'll give away some tickets too. So, yeah, then we'll debut the premiere of Los Furies' new single. So, yeah, thank you very much, Chris, for taking the time to talk to us, and I'll see you on Friday.
My pleasure. See you on Friday.
See you, man. Take care.
All right.
So we can get the computer to play now. Okay, let's put some ads in the meantime. And we'll be back here.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Saturday, February 9th, CITR presents the 26th annual Bob Marley Bash, featuring Steel from Toronto and other artists, hosted by George Barrett and Louis Sutherland at the Grandview Legion Hall. Tickets available at High Life Records, Zulu Records, Salon Supreme Rhythm, and Spice. Doors at 8 p.m.
Okay, so we had some technical difficulties there with the board, but we're going to play from the other computer. Listen to some of Chris Murray's music. This one is called Love Flame.
Fool who tried to fight when it comes for your heart, man. Take the ride.
Love flame.
Love flame with a burning desire.
Love me.
Love flame, it's a heart of fire.
Love flame.
You can't rain it, you can't tame it.
Love me.
This heart of fire.
Yeah.
This heart of fire, love flame. We want the real scare. Make it hard from the yard in our old time way. With a lick a leaf fairy, a lick a lean tail, just every man's scare. As Coxon would say, what we hear, Campbell Duffy man, hugging our way. With a wrist dark tone, did dandy play. Give it to me, we want the real scare. Blow Tommy, blow Sterling, blow Roland, blow Dizzy. Give it to me, yeah. We want the real ska. We want the real ska.
The real ska.
The real ska. We want the real ska.
The real ska.
The real ska. We want the real ska.
The real ska.
The real ska. Everybody loves it, yeah. The real ska. The real ska. The real ska. The real ska. Everybody love it, yeah. The real ska. Some of them comfy jam it, the use of today. Puffy play the real ska. Man, you better upgrade. Said you can't play the ska like you're running a race. Drop your swing with the rhythm and turn up the bass. So give me that sound from back in the day. Give it to me, we want the real ska. Like Nibs and Brevi, Jerry and Jackie. Give it to me, we want the real ska. Me no one ska funk, me no one third wave.
No!
Give it to me, we want the real ska. Give it to me,
uh-huh. We want the real ska.
Give it to me, yeah, we want the real ska.
I want to go home.
thought he'd ever gone. But now it seems more than likely that he certainly had one. Michael and Anna thinking it up, the story to tell when the cops show up. Michael and Anna thinking it up, the story to tell when the cops show up. He was kind of upset. I think that he was playing Russian roulette. He was alone in the room. We were watching Dallas when we heard the big boom. Michael and Anna thinking it up, the story to tell when the cops show up. Michael and Anna thinking it up, the story to tell when the cops show up. Man before. He must have jimmied the lock on the back door. Maybe a vagrant from the park. You know it's really hard to tell. You know the whole house was dark. Michael and Anna thinking it up, the story to tell when the cops show up. Michael and Anna thinking it up, the story to tell when the cops show up. Michael and Anna thinking it up, the story to tell when the cops show up. Michael and Anna thinking it up, the story to tell when the cops show up.
Fire. You can't rain it, you can't tame it. This start the fire.
Boom!
They start the fire. Love flame. Love flame. Love flame. Love flame. Love flame. They start the fire.
Love flame. No think around.
They start the fire. This out of fire, love flame.
Okay, so that was Chris Moore, a couple of songs there from Chris. We heard The Real Ska, I Want to Go Home, Michael and Anna, and Love Flame. We had a little problem there with a computer that refused to play, but the other computer, apologize for that. And
stupid computer.
Yeah, I was gonna swear, but that's cool. So yeah, I'm excited for the show. And tonight, Kyle is gonna do a little, I guess, like an appetizer for Friday at the open mic at This Place Hatchery. That's on 3293 West 4th Avenue. We'll have tickets there for the show, and we'll have some flyers and stuff and surprises. And if you're a Chris Moore fan, bring your LPs and CDs, and I guess he'll be signing up, no?
Chris stuff? Murray will on, yeah, Friday if he wants, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. I won't be signing Chris Murray CDs tonight at this place.
No,
that
I mean
make
for
any sense.
Yeah, for Friday, I mean for Friday. Tonight, just come to enjoy the open mic live music there at This Place Hatchery. It's 3293 West 4th Avenue. And we should give away some CDs, no? Not CDs, tickets, no?
For sure. So
I guess give us a call here, 604-822-2487. 604-822-2487. And we'll give you a pair of tickets to go check out this show on Friday. And in the meantime, let's play Steady As You Go. Is that cool?
Sure. Yeah.
That's from Los Furious. So again, telephone number here is 822-2487.
Thank you.
So we're back here. That was Los Furios, Steady As You Go, from their latest EP, Never Look Back. And Deborah and Jess won the tickets. So, yeah, cool.
Sweet.
Congratulations on that. So let's make the debut of the single, no?
Yeah.
It's called Dark Waters. And so is there going to be available on Friday or what?
Yeah,
what's the story?
We went in and recorded one song. And yeah, so we're going to try and put it out, try and do the single thing, see what happens. It's hard for us to afford to be able to put out full lengths right now. So we're going to try this experiment of putting out one song and see what happens. It's a new song. It's a bit, probably a bit more lighthearted than some of the other stuff we've written. And a bit more fun vibe to it, I guess. And, hopefully people dig it. It is a little bit different from what we normally do. But I enjoy it.
So cool. Okay, so is it going to be for sale there? Or
yeah, we're going to sell it. We're going to try and sell it in CD format. And then we're also going to be selling online. You can go codes, so you can go and download the download cards.
Okay.
And then it'll be on January, on the same day, we'll release it on online. You go to bandcamp.com Los Furios, and you will find us, and basically you can purchase it there. So
okay,
we're trying to make it as inexpensive as we can, do it as DIY as we can, but there's costs to everything. Our philosophy is if we can put this out and make some money, and we'll take all the money and put it back into the next song.
Cool.
And that's the plan. So we're going to be able to continue to release music on a more regular basis rather than these like year and a half gaps that we have to do in order to save up to do a new album, right? So
cool.
That's going to be our plan.
And but on Friday you're going to sell not just one song, you're going to put more songs on the CD? Or
no, it's just going to be the one song.
Song.
Yeah, we decided that maybe we might do a best of and release a bit more, but right now just for budget we're going to release just the one song. We might put something out later, but we kind of thought against it because the other stuff's already available. So we're just going to make it the one song.
Cool. Okay. And actually, we have Jess, one of the winners for the tickets there on the phone. Jess, are you there?
Hey, yeah, I'm here.
Cool. You won the tickets.
Awesome.
To check out the show. She's also on a band called MG Graveyard. Do you guys have any concerts coming on soon?
Yeah, actually, we're playing tonight at the Railway Club with the Pink Slips.
Okay.
That show starts at 9 o'clock, and I believe it's $5 or $10 cover at the door.
Okay, cool. So check out the Railway. They're the MG Graveyard. They play with you one.
The
VX.
Yeah.
Pretty cool band.
Hi, Jess.
Hey, how's it going?
It's John.
You're pretty excited for the show on Friday.
A couple weeks ago.
Gonna be fun ska time. Lots of dancing.
Yeah, it's going to be cool to see a lot of friends because you have a lot of fans that are on bands too. Like a lot of the musical community is going to be there at the Rickshaw this Friday. So it's going to be...
Yeah, it's the more the merrier, right? So definitely other bands that we want to come out and check it out. And then hopefully we can continue to repeat this thing at the Rickshaw over and over and bring in ska music into a bigger venue.
Yeah, that would be cool. Okay, so let's go with the new single. Thanks, Jess.
Thanks, Oswaldo.
Okay, cheers. So that was Jess. And we'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. So that's a new single from Los Furios, playing this Friday with Chris Morey. Really cool. Yeah, new single.
Thank you. Yeah, it's cool. Thanks for playing it.
Let's play a little bit of the other bands, no, that are going to be performing.
Yeah, for sure.
Bon Daddy song. I was talking with Johnny. He has a show also on CJSF, a rock show. I think it's at 10 o'clock on Thursdays.
Yeah, Rad Radio.
Rad Radio, yeah. So that's pretty cool. So he was here a couple of weeks ago, and he was telling me about this song called Pizza Girl, which is a true story of one of the guys there at the Bon Daddy. So let's play that song. I think it's really cool. These guys are going to be opening the show on the 25th.
Once in a while, but what I like more than that is when I get to see you smile. Don't let me up and let me call you and spend the night.
Bone Daddies playing there, Pizza Girl, and so let's put some Heads Hand Heavy before we have to go. Any particular song of this? Wicked Days, Johnny, Stripped Away.
Johnny, I like Johnny.
Johnny, why? Because your name is John Prentice, or what?
Well, I saw them at Make Music Vancouver down at Gastown this year in, I think it was July mm-hmm. or August, and I was just walking down the street. They have like 120 tents up there with music.
Yeah.
And I heard this music, so I turned my video camera on, and it just so happened they're playing the song Johnny. So, yeah, my name's John, but
okay.
It's a good song. I like it.
So you're a fan of Heads Hand Heavy?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, they're a very good ska reggae band.
Cool. Okay, let's listen to Johnny then.
There we go.
Johnny, Johnny.
So those are Heads Hang Heavy. They're playing also on the Friday with the Bone Daddies, Los Furios, and Chris Morai at the Rickshaw Theater. So as you can see, we had a special show, kind of like ska special here with Kyle from Los Furios. Thanks, Kyle, for coming here and sharing your ska knowledge.
Thank you. Thanks for having me out. It's a lot of fun.
With the people in Vancouver. And I was hearing that this term, skanking.
Skanking?
What's skanking?
Like this.
Oh, John is doing the skanking thing here. <in the stuff. laughs>
We'll put it on YouTube later. Skanking is the way these... I guess it started like probably with British ska, like, or even back to Jamaican ska when people used to... Like, it's just kind of as a way of dancing to ska music. And then, I think it has its good moments and its terrible moments. So we'll leave it at that.
You mean because other people skank over each other, or just...
It can be a bit cheesy.
Okay. Yeah, especially after a couple of drinks, I guess.
Yeah, that's cool. People like to dance.
Cool. Them, well, I guess we'll see a lot of skanking going on Friday.
Yeah, for sure. The good kind.
The good kind. So yeah, don't forget tonight actually open mic at this place Hatchery. We'll be there also rock and rolling there with amazing musicians that drop by there. We have a special guest tonight too there, so check it out. 3293 West 4th and 4th and Blenheim. Other than that, I think that's it. We're gonna put another Chris Morai song before we go. And next, Mantis Cabinet should be starting pretty soon. But in the meantime, let's hear this Chris Morai song. It's called "I Need Water." And okay, well, thanks, Kyle, for dropping by.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thank you.
And thanks to John Prentice also, which is the paparazzi of the music scene here.
Thanks, Oswald. It's always a pleasure to join you in your great radio show.
Yeah, John takes a lot of photos. And actually, you're booking for a show, no? Also for musicians on
these pitches. Oh, yeah. I'm the photographer, music director for CJSF 90.1 FM's up at Simon Fraser University on a radio show called Sound Therapy Radio. And right now I'm looking for musicians for April, May, June, July, August, all through the year. So if you're interested, contact Oswaldo and he can pass on your information to me.
Cool. Okay. Thank you. And I'll see you next week.
Adios, amigos. Gentle.